The Maryland State Lottery is out with its latest revenue figures from the fiscal year that just ended, and Maryland Lottery Director Stephen Martino joins us now. Stephen, what can you tell us about these numbers?
Well, for the 15th consecutive year, the Maryland Lottery has set a sales record in fiscal year 12, which ended just this past June 30th. We sold $1.795 billion of lottery products, which was an increase of 4.7% from last year, and as much or more importantly is the revenue that goes to the state, directly to the state general fund, to support the good causes of the state, and that's up to a record $556 million, or 7% more than we sent last year.
How do you manage to increase by $80 million in sales from one year to the next? What are you thinking is behind it?
I think it's a reflection of a number of things that came together. Obviously, the world record-setting Mega Millions jackpot at the end of March at $656 million had a tremendous impact on sales, not just in Maryland, but across the country. I think the effect was probably more profound in Maryland, given the fact that we sold one of the three winning tickets and were able to capitalize on a tremendous amount of publicity and media around that. But, you know, we have a very strong retailer network of 4,200 retailers that actively sell Maryland Lottery products. And, you know, we continue to work on, innovative products and promotions and invest in market research to listen to what the players are looking for and how we can be a good and enjoyable form of entertainment.
And this is, what, the 15th year in a row?
It is. So for 15 straight years, we've beaten the previous sales record, and we've done a little bit of research and believe that we have the longest streak of record-breaking sales in the country of all United States lotteries.
Because the jackpots are so much larger, I would assume that the sales for Mega Millions and Powerball are much higher than, like, the daily games, the Pick 3 and the Pick 4.
Actually, you know, one of the things that Maryland is blessed with in the lottery is that we're very diversified. So we don't, have to live and die by any particular segment. In fact, about 30% of our sales and revenue come from instant tickets, another 30% from Pick 3 and Pick 4, about another 30% come from our monitor games, so Keno and Racetrack, and about 9-10% of our revenue actually just comes from the jackpot games, Mega Millions, Powerball, and our in-state lottery games.
So with the Pick 3 and Pick 4, Stephen, I know that those are the games that have been looked at in the past by the lottery. Are they still holding their own in what you're seeing, and how do those numbers this year compare to last year?
They certainly are holding their own as a segment, although we've seen a shift. The Pick 3 number has gone down. Sales are less this year than they were last year, but Pick 4 more than made up for the difference. And we think that players are shifting from the Pick 3 to the Pick 4 because the prize payout's higher. If you win at a Pick 4, it's $5,000. At Pick 3, it's $500, and they're going to a place that will have a larger payout for them.
I know you've done a lot of campaigns and different kind of strategies and marketing when it comes to the scratch-offs, that they've had different themes to them, whether it's the holidays or summertime with the Ravens. How are those numbers showing to all of you, and are they living up to what you were hoping?
They are, and you know, we're up again. We were up about 2-3% this year on our instant tickets. Obviously, one of the things that we're able to capitalize on through our instant product is associations with other iconic Maryland institutions out there, and I'm of course thinking of the Ravens and the Orioles, and we've had instant tickets with the Ravens now for we'll be launching one here in early August. It'll be the fourth year in a row where we've had a branded product with the Baltimore Ravens. The Orioles are having a great season, and we've got a very successful ticket with them. So we use our instant product to associate ourselves with other marketing institutions in the state, and that has been very successful.
When you're looking over these figures, do any of the games, are there any red flags about any of the games or any that you're worried about?
Yeah, we always look at our offering. We've got some smaller games out there, multi-match and bonus match 5, but they seem to have a very loyal following among players. We look at how we're serving the public, what players are interested in. We invest in market research, talk to players, and then look at what they have to say, and try to change and tweak our games to reflect that. That certainly was the case with some of our prize offerings that we'll have this year as part of the Ravens Cash Fantasy ticket. We did some research, and players were telling us that we were hitting the mark on some things, we were missing it on others, and so as we move forward this year, we've tweaked the game to really try to get in line with what players are looking for.
Do you think those games will stick around for the next year or two?
Yeah, I you know, every year we've sold out of Ravens Cash Fantasy. It's been a successful ticket for us. Frankly, we did great last year, and again our this year as well with our product promotion with the Baltimore Orioles. So we like co-branding and embracing other well-regarded institutions in the state, and certainly the Ravens and the Orioles are at the top of that list.
How do we compare to other states, Stephen, across the country when it comes to sales figures, revenue figures? And again, are your counterparts, anyone else talking about how it's possible that these lotteries can still be so strong when expendable income for people, that extra income isn't available as much with still the economy being the way it is?
Yeah, I think obviously in fairness and to put it in perspective, we have noted that every state that has thus far introduced their or revealed what their fiscal year numbers are showing a significant increase in sales and revenue. Obviously, I think states that are more dependent on, in particular, jackpot games than Maryland is, really have been able to capitalize on the Mega Millions jackpot in March. I think a couple of things to keep in mind. As it regards the economy, at least I think for a good part of the year, we felt that the economy was trending up, and I don't think that there's any particular evidence that that's not the case. And in particular, gas prices really we did not see the spike of, well over $4, which was predicted at certain times. And in particular, the lottery is very sensitive to the price of gas. As gas prices go up, we tend to notice an inverse relationship to lottery sales. So the fact that that didn't happen has probably boded well for lottery sales, not only in Maryland, but across the country.
And Stephen, just so we're clear, this does not involve at all. These are just lottery ticket sales and revenues. This doesn't involve the casinos at all.
That's right. We do not mix for reporting purposes gross gaming revenue that comes from the casinos or what is retained for the Education Trust Fund. We did that actually earlier this month. The Education Trust Fund in fiscal year 12 did receive $94 million from the three casinos that were open at least some portion of the fiscal year, but the $1.795 billion in total sales and the $556 million in revenue all comes from traditional lottery sales.
Stephen Martino, Maryland's Lottery Director, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen.
All right, take
See
care.
See you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.